Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. And what a way to start off the brand new school year than with some old familiar voices. Wade here along with Matt Muse for the next hour of Vancouver Indie Music Power. And to kick it off today, we have Jay Arner. Back to school. CITR 101.9 FM, Disc Order Radio. We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, the first day of school. What a great track to kick it off there. That was Jay Arner, Back to School. Jay Arner, no stranger to the Vancouver airwaves, especially here on CITR. Him and his band were fronting, was it the June issue? I think it was the June issue.
I think you're correct.
Yes, it's been a while. This is the first time I've been in this chair in 6 weeks.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Yes, I literally just got off a plane about 3 hours ago. I haven't been in Vancouver in 6 weeks, so if I sound a little bit out of breath or discombobulated, that is why. But I'm happy to be back for this epic day, basically the New Year's Day of UBC.
We were actually just talking about this at work. I don't remember if it was this morning or yesterday, but sort of the idea of like September as alternate New Year's. You know what I mean? Because like technically the new calendar year is January, right? January 1st, and people make their New Year's resolutions then. But we're having this whole conversation about, yeah, September and the start of the new school year as an alternate new year, because it is for a lot of people the new year. Even when you're not in school, it still kind of feels like it in many ways.
We've been conditioned to think of our lives as the school year, since little kids being in school for the first 20 years of our lives or so, some people more.
Right. And then when you do have kids, those, you know, they go to school. So your whole life kind of revolves around that in a sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the
alternate New Year's.
For sure. The Tuesday after Labor Day, especially if you're living in the Northern Hemisphere, in places like Australia and South America, their New Year's Day coincides with the start of their new school year, which is usually in February or March. It
right.
makes sense. But for us here in the Northern Hemisphere, today is kind of like that. So happy New Year's Day to everybody at UBC and in Vancouver and all our Northern Hemisphere listeners on the World Wide Web, CITR 101.9 FM. It's Discord Radio, Wade and Matt here. And normally we would be doing the charts in this segment. We're going to do the charts, but we don't have official countdown for you today. We're going to go right into what is number one.
Right into the number one. This is straight out of the mouth of our music coordinator, Andy Resto, who crunched the numbers despite not having full charts. But we do know what the number one album this week is.
We do. The album is Positive Thinking, which is what we're doing right about now. The track is So What? And the artist is The Pack AD. Number one this week to kick it off the brand new school year here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discord Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Discorder Radio coming in a little hot there. CITR 101.9 FM. That was Humans. Peter Rick, Robbie Slade. Water, Water from the Water, Water EP, released in the springtime. And yeah, part of a two-pack there with our number one album of the week, the Pack AD, Positive Thinking. The track was called So What. All right. Well, it is about 5:18 right now. 5:15, excuse me very much. 15 minutes into the show, one quarter of the way into the show. And what an amazing way to start off the first quarter of the first show of the new school year than by getting the quarterback of Discorder magazine in here. And I'm thinking like back to school. I don't know why I threw that reference in. But, well, you do kind of quarterback a lot of things around here. In a way?
I suppose so. I've just never really considered like football references in relation to me as an individual, but
yeah.
My name is Britt Bachman.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
I'm
yes.
the editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine, also known as quarterback on occasion, so there you go.
Nice. Well, and usually...
Whoa.
Oh.
My mic wasn't on. Quarterback.
Wow, it's all happening. All right, well, stay on the references. Instead of you throwing me the ball, I'm going to throw you a pass by asking you, what is going on, Britt? And tell us about this brand new issue that, for me, is very foreign looking.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away for almost 2 months. Didn't even realize we had a brand new
format coming your way.
Brand new format, brand new redesign. It looks great. It kind of looks, for those that are listening and haven't seen it, it looks a bit like any newspaper you find in Vancouver, Metro, Georgia Strait.
Well, Metro and Georgia Strait are two separate sizes, for starters. This is the only magazine that is 11 by 14 and 3/4. And it does look different in the sense that we are single Pantone now. So we're harking back to the late 80s Discorders and having black and white with a single spot color throughout. Mm. We will always have a different spot color. So we started with a CITR orangey ready kind of color for the first one. Next month we'll probably be a cooler tone, maybe a nice blue or something. So what we wanted to do was kind of, while we're becoming bigger, we're also kind of distinguishing ourselves. So getting away from the tabloid aesthetic of other magazines that do like full color or kind of more flashy color, and just really getting back to the roots of kind of our grungy style.
It's very gritty, very raw. And, you know, it's actually easier to read, too. You can find, in the previous issue, you'd have sometimes a feature might go 2 or 3 pages. You weren't really sure, you know, where it was. In my quick peruse through this paper here, it's a lot easier to find articles and see them laid out on a single page. So, thumbs up.
Props to Ricky Castaneda for that. And last week we were on Discorder Radio to talk about it. But this is the first time you've seen it, Wade.
Yes.
So.
And first time many here at UBC, this being the first day of school, have seen it as well.
Yes, it's true. A lot of people have picked it up, which I'm happy to see. Print is not dead.
Yes.
So there you go.
What's old is new again, and it's looking fresh, and we're happy to be representing it here on Discorder Radio.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the content of the magazine. There's a thing coming up called Destroy Vancouver.
It's true.
And you know, there's a Roman numeral here. I'm thinking, is that Destroy Vancouver 8?
18.
8. Oh, geez. Yeah. All right.
It's okay. We can go over Roman numerals later.
Okay.
Maybe there's a class for that here on campus.
Very likely.
Destroy Vancouver has been a series that's been going on for 5 years, hosted by Vivo Media Arts Center, curated by John Brennan and now Elisa Ferrari.
5 years, yet it's 18?
Yeah, so they've had multiple series per year. So every season or every other season, sort of depending on when the grant funding has come through. That's the impression I get from this article, which is written by Jonathan Q.
Hey.
Yeah.
We love John Q.
We do love John Q.
One of the voices of CITR.
Yes, one of the many. And it's accompanied by a really great illustration by Sharon Coe and photos by Manny Sanka, who is in the station right now as well.
What's up, Manny?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was your name on the radio we just mentioned. He's pretty excited.
He's editing photos right now. He's got other things to do.
All right.
So the final installment of Destroy Vancouver is the 18th installment, and it is this Thursday at Vivo Media Arts Center. It's got some pretty heavy-hitting names, but Yeah, it's kind of sad to see this one go. And it's an event that CITR and Discord are sponsoring as well. So you may have heard some radio ads about Discord or Destroy Vancouver as well. But yeah.
Okay. And so what exactly is the premise?
The premise of it was to provide a platform for international and local experimental musicians to perform sort of under the same roof in the same venue. Mm. And the concept for it was to try to pack around like 5 or 6 musicians into a single evening, playing very, very short sets with some breaks between for the audience to sort of consider the music that they had just heard. And the idea was that the sets were supposed to be improvised and in the moment, unrehearsed. So these very organic kind of artistic experimental creations by these individual artists. So in the past, there's been like Chris Corsano and Evan Parker was a previous Destroy Vancouver a few months ago. Evan Parker is an incredible saxophone player. He's been around for 40 years. And Chris Corsano is a really great drummer based out of New York. And the idea is that you bring these international acts that have a little bit of weight to them, but then also give the opportunity for local musicians to play alongside. So there's a little bit of cross-pollination and opportunity for collaboration there.
Love it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. The kind of event we'd be very proud to be a part of.
Very true.
Yeah. So do we have a song we're going to play that's related to Thursday's event?
So we're going to play a song called Shake Hands by the Atlanteans. And the Atlanteans is actually a band that John Brennan, who is one of the curators of Destroy Vancouver, is in with a really great guy named Bryce. And they played Shindig last year. So we're going to listen to that one.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. Atlanteans, Shake Hands. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Quarterback.
Oh, no.
Bachman, for joining us here today on Discord Radio.
My pleasure.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Shake Hands by Atlanteans. And they were part of Shindig last year. Thanks again for Britt Bachman coming in and telling us a bit about the new issue in Destroy Vancouver. And a reminder, speaking of Shindig, that this weekend is the deadline for the 2016-2017 Shindig season. For those not in the know, Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, 33 years strong. It's as old as Discord Radio, actually. Some of the past artists have included Japandroids, Mystery Machine, 3 Inches of Blood, as well as the Pack AD, we heard a few minutes ago. Ironically, none of those artists have won Shindig, but they've all at least performed and were discovered through Shindig. Last year's winners, Late Spring, went on to play both Music Waste and Sled Island, Matt Muse's favorite festival. And the winners of Shindig received studio time, mastered tracks, a feature in Discorder magazine, amongst lots of other cool prizes. So well worth it if you are an up-and-coming Vancouver band to please apply, especially considering the deadline is this weekend, officially September 10th, which is Saturday. shindig.submissions@gmail.com. That's S-H-I-N-D-I-G. And make sure you do it by this weekend. In fact, if you want to hear or learn more, go to our Facebook page, Discord Radio. We're going to include a little video of last year's Shindig, bit of a recap. Okay, moving along. We're back at school. A lot of energy on campus today, and I'm sure for the next couple of weeks. We do a thing every year called Live at Lunch, where your good friends here at CITR set up a nice stage for you out in the courtyard right in front of the Nest. And we get some local bands to come play some shows, some sets for us at lunchtime. Today we had a band come and play Les Chaussettes, who no stranger to Discord Radio. They actually graced the cover a couple of years ago, September of 2014.
I don't remember if it's in this issue or if it was in the summer issue. We also reviewed their new album.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So... yeah, there you go. Their old album and their new album both getting covered by Discorder magazine, and they're coming back and showing us some love here by performing. So they played this afternoon, and we have another band that is also played here recently, Mesa Luna. They did a nice live set for us a few months back. They are playing tomorrow at lunch, and it's going to be going on for the next 2 weeks. What a great way to kind of just create some more energy on campus for the first couple of weeks of school, and by having these great shows, lots of live bands. And over the next few minutes here on Discord Radio, we're going to be covering some of the bands that we'll be playing over the next couple weeks. So right now, without further ado, we're going to do a little bit of 1-2 pack Les Chaussettes, followed by Mesa Luna, and this track by Les Chaussettes is called Unrequited Love. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
You say you want my heart. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Sputnik from the Crux EP, Mesa Luna. They are playing right here tomorrow. Actually, not right here, but literally about 30 meters, 50 meters away on the other side of the Knoll as part of Live at Lunch. Les Chaussettes, who played the track Unrequited Love right before Miss Luna. They played earlier today. And over the next 2 weeks, every day at lunch, we're going to have a brand new Vancouver artist performing for you. They play a set usually lasting up to about an hour. And it's all for free right here at UBC, brought to you by your good friends at CITR. So be sure to check out one or many of these Live at Lunches happening in the next over the next couple of weeks. We're going to return to our Live at Lunch roster shortly, but right now we want to feature an artist who's been featured in the brand new magazine format of Discorder Magazine. Great article written by Alex Lenz. It's on the artist Art Deco. And that Deco, by the way, is D apostrophe capital E double C O, Art Deco. Cool little story about Art Deco. How he's friends with Jared Kiso. You might know that name from Canadian comedy circles. And the Letterkenny, YouTube clips, I believe is what it's from. But that's kind of how the name Art Deco came evolved when they were throwing out names, DJ names, and that's how the name stuck. You also might be seeing Art Deco rocking a wig these days. He was in Victoria recently, found a wig, and according to this article, he said, quote unquote, F it. I might get a lot of miles out of this just to get a reaction out of people. We'll see how we go. And you can check out Art Deco for his brand new EP release, which is happening for the album Day Fevers this Saturday at the Rickshaw, featuring performances by S. Lord Efferman. That would be the PC way of saying it.
I don't know. We've been saying it on the air a lot.
Oh, I thought
between me and Britt and Liz. But yeah, sure.
If you have sensitive ears, plug them. Yes, music from Shit Lord Fuckerman, Dirty Spells, Elizabeth, and DJ set by Actors. And by the way, the first 50 people with student ID will get in for free. Otherwise, $10 at the door. Rickshaw this Saturday night, Art Deco, and the release party for the album Day Fever. So let's play a track off that right now. The track is called She's So Hot, Art Deco, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Machete in the wild hand starts rattling my and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. You can see these guys this Saturday night at the Rickshaw, opening for Art Deco, who we heard two tracks ago, with She's So Hot, off the brand new Day Fevers album. That's what the event is all about. And the band that you just heard right there, who's opening, is S. Lord Efferman, as they're known by their politically correct name. That track, by the way, was called Night Pro. Okay, we mentioned earlier in the show about Live at Lunch. We're back at school here at UBC. A lot of excitement, a lot of energy in the air. And for the next 2 weeks, every day at lunch, you can see lots of amazing live music, like Les Chaussettes, who played today, like Mesa Luna, who's playing tomorrow. And on Thursday and Friday, a couple other acts who are no stranger to CITR, Ashley Shadow and Devours, are respectively playing CITR. Not they're going to be playing disrespectively, but that was the order in which they're playing. Anyways, without further ado, let's do that 1-2 punch right now. Ashley Shadow into Devours, and this is the track Tired. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Your love has just
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mère Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
How you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Devourers, featuring a sample by Chaos there. The track is called The Jaws of Angst from the Late Bloomer album. Yes, they will be playing Live at Lunch this Friday. This Friday? Yes, this Friday, September 9th. Ashley Shadow playing this Thursday, September 8th, and that was her prior to... Devours with the track Tired. Also, we heard earlier, we heard Mesa Luna. They are playing tomorrow. And today, Les Chaussettes kicked it off for Live at Lunch. We're going to do a couple more Live at Lunch artists. This is a chance to feature them before next week's show. And then we'll probably, I guess next week, we'll get a chance to cap off our other Live at Lunch performers. But playing next Monday is Hazy. Everybody's talking about Hazy. I've only been back for an hour, but all I keep hearing about is Hazy.
It's all about Hazy. She her album XO Virgo Ox was on the top of the charts, I believe, twice during your absence. I definitely played her tune, at least twice in our chart segment. She's been playing shows. She's got like three this week, including Live at Lunch.
Wow.
I
haven't heard of her until an hour ago.
She's been around. I'm going to mess it up if I say it, or if I try to guess what her real name is, but it's someone who's like been around. Like, talk to Britt.
Okay.
Britt has all the lowdown.
Unless she wants to run in here in the next 10 seconds and enlighten us. But I got to say this, in terms of just, I'm a bit of a wordsmith, and the name Hazy, definitely a cool name, especially for your female artist. And then XO Virgo OX, cool name for an album as well. So Hazy, I never met you, never heard of you, but I like you. Excited to see you next Monday when you play Live at Lunch. And then on Tuesday, we've got Meyerpox? Yeah, there you go. Monday, Tuesday, 1-2. So we're going to play that 1-2 pack right now. This is Land of Dreams by Hazy on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Hazy, Land of My Dreams from XO Virgo Ox. She will be playing on next Monday right here at Live at Lunch. And again, this whole week, we've got an amazing lineup of Live at Lunch performers, including Mesa Luna on Wednesday, Ashley Shadow on Thursday, and Devours on Friday. Unfortunately, we ran out of time for Meyerpox, but don't worry. You can check them out live at lunch right here exactly in 1 week's time next Tuesday, September 13th. Okay, we almost got to wind up the show. Mike is coming up next with Flex Your Head. And in our last couple minutes, we are going to give a shout-out to a personal friend of the staff here at Discord Radio, especially Mr. Matt Muse. Her name is Chersey. She is no stranger to the Discord Radio airwaves. She killed it last year as part of the Peak Performance Project and has been playing lots of shows all over town. One of her first headlining shows with her full band is happening this Friday at the Biltmore. Matt, who are the openers again?
A band called Royal. I believe that might be a solo act. Royal and the Written Years are opening up. And then, Trissy. And it's at the Biltmore on a Friday, which I want to say it'll probably end up being a bit of an earlier show because at the Biltmore, they tend to get you in. They get the headliner on around like 10:30, 11, and then they kick everyone out and bring on a DJ, as is the very common on like Saturdays and Fridays in Vancouver venues. But.
So get there early if you want to see Chersey. And as I said, we can check out Chersey doing her thing with her band as well as some of her live looping stuff. Matt Muse will be there. And maybe you'll be there too, hopefully. So thanks again to everybody who helped us with the show today, especially the Corder Bachman, our Discorder radio editor, who was in for a little while. And we will see you guys next Tuesday, 5 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your first week of school. Check out Live at Lunch. And yeah, we'll talk to you at this time next week. It's Wade from Matt Muse, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Here's Murphy's Law by Chersey on Discorder Radio.